Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hello and welcome to Prime, right here on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. I am Duff, I am your producer. With me, as always, are Carrie and the Coffin Man, Michael.
What's up?
Hey, Care, how you doing?
I was an unwilling participant in an assisted suicide yesterday.
What?
What?
A bird flew into the car while I was driving.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
It scared the fuck out of me at first because I was like, what the fuck? Because I was half asleep driving to work and it was dark. And I saw something fall into the path of the headlight. And then I hear a thunk. And I was like, what the hell? And I was like, oh, you stupid fucking bird.
You want to know what's messed up, Carrie? Is the fact that you said that, and for more than a split second, I believed that you assisted a human being in their death.
Hey, I can't help that bird had a death wish. Now, if it would have been a dog or a cat or a deer, I would have been upset. I truly would have been upset. Like, to the point where I wouldn't have been able to go to work yesterday, upset.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But no, you don't understand. I truly believed you because...
that I helped with a suicide? Yes. It wouldn't have been suicide. It would have been murder.
I was like, damn, that's fucked up. I actually almost believed. I was like, damn, you're not in jail or anything? Like, shit.
You're a silly man.
I apologize about that. What is going on, you beautiful peoples? You?
Oh, man. So do we want to explain why we didn't do a show last week? And, well, I mean, actually didn't put out the week before show until last week?
Because you're a pussy.
I'm not a pussy.
All right, you're an old man.
I guess I have to admit to that one now because I guess I am. Yeah. So,
'cause you old.
Yeah, what had happened was I went out for a bike ride the day after recording Prime. And, you know, here's my weekend routine. I usually record Prime on Friday nights, and then I, do the editing either Friday nights or Saturday morning, and then I get on about my weekend, and then I publish for Monday. Well, that didn't actually happen because I took a bike ride first thing in the morning, and...
That's healthy as shit.
Well, I was trying to be, and, nothing major, no bunny hops, no stupid shit like that, but somehow, some way, somewhere in the process of riding a bike, I threw my back out.
I don't think it was while you were riding the bike. I think it was while you were riding the couch.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Because you were fine coming in the house. It wasn't until you sat down on the sofa...
No, I felt the tinge in my back as I walked in the door.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Well, that's what I said. It's true.
I don't buy it.
Oh, man.
Well, all right, listen. If it makes you feel any better, about a couple years ago, mind you, I was still in my 20s. I got a shit back from fucking it up when I was younger, but I sneezed really hard, and I literally fell to the floor in pain. And my back popped up in. So
now I don't feel as bad. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I was gonna say as much as I want to be like, oh man, you big pussy. I've literally done nothing, and now my back hurts. So yeah. you're amongst good company, sir.
Oh God, I don't even know what to do. It's just like I feel like crap not being able to do anything without fear of my back going out. A couple of years ago, I was working for General Electric at the time, and yeah, great stuff right there. No, not really. So I was working for GE doing appliance repair in home. So, you know, people would call GE. They'd say, well, come on out and we'll send one of our guys. And they'd send me. And, well, I was doing a call, and this lady had a split-level house, and it had like a little, like, half-step up foyer. And there was like a little bathroom there, and then there was, you know, another half step down into the next level, and that's where the front door was. So I had to run out and get some tools. And, well, on my way out, I walked down this like little half step and put my foot on their floor, which had a carpet on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, they didn't secure their carpet with grip tape.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of had to throw myself into a wall. You know, it wasn't me. It was gravitational force, I guess. The carpet slipped out from underneath me, and I was out for, what, 8 weeks, I think?
Damn.
It was the longest 8 weeks of my life. This past weekend wasn't a fun trip either.
No.
Are you trying to, he was crying like a baby?
No, it was
no crying.
Constantly, I need this. I need that. My back hurts.
Mama B in the chat room says, "Men are such pussies."
Yes,
thank you, Mom.
They are.
I love you too.
First of all, I'm a man. I don't know if I take that too kindly.
It's like I have worked injured all week.
What do you do?
Oh, I have poison ivy, but still, I worked all week.
I have poison ivy.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
I love you, honey, but I wouldn't call that different. Injured.
Let me put it on you somewhere, and we'll see how much fun you have.
Hey, I have begged you to touch me.
I can't find a 10-foot pole.
I can't find my 10-foot.
Thanks, hon. Thanks.
That's why I like her. Curry is so funny.
Yeah, that's kind of why I like her.
She's a talent, you know. She's definitely a talent. I gotta give her that. Like, man. Oh, I got a story for you guys.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you want to jump into it or not. So, due to this little one here that I'm holding and all her wonderful loveliness, I am getting a vasectomy August 8th.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
Oh, yeah, set it up. Well, here's the thing. Now, call it naivete, if you will. Just plain stupidity, whatever, whichever one works. I had a consultation on Wednesday. Not a problem. I go there. I do, you know, I do the whole little doctor thing. I wait. Mind you, I had to wait like an hour and a half. And I'm still got to go to work and all this shit, so... I go, and it's funny because talking to the doctor, finally get a chance. They make me watch a video about vasectomy. I'm like, well, this doesn't seem like I needed a doctor's visit. I could have did this on the goddamn internet myself. And literally handed me a portable DVD player, and I watched like 10 minutes. And then the doctor comes in, and he's like, all right, well, you know, this is what it's going to be like, blah, blah, blah. Here are the recovery time. All right, that's good. You know, all right.
Recovery time, really?
Yeah, no, it's a week. You can't have any sex or any ejaculation of any kind. And then, mind you, 2 to 4 months after, you still have to watch out because you can get somebody pregnant.
Why?
He said there's been so many husbands who call in like, my wife's cheating on me. She got pregnant and shit, and I just had a vasectomy. And this lady, she was at the front. She was like, all we do is say, sir, did you come in to give your last sample so we can see if you're still potent? And they go, oh, damn.
Yes.
Now, that was her voice, mind you. But I'm getting off the point. So after watching the video and talking to the doctor, he asked me the question that seemed like we were wrapping up. He was like, do you have any questions for me? I'm like, I asked a couple questions. And he's like, any more? I'm like, nah, I think that's it. He's like, all right. Now, he said, all right, as if we're done. So I get up. I'm about to shake his hand. I'm like, you know, you're going to be cutting on my ball sack. Might as well shake your hand. And he kind of hits me with he puts the hand on. He's like, whoa, wait a second now. He's like, I'm going to need you to drop them drawers right quick. Like, I don't know why I thought I could get out of there without getting my balls fondled.
You know, he wanted them milky balls.
Oh, he listen. That man. So... I'm a grown man. I'm 31 years of age. I don't know if anybody knows this. I've had physicals in the past.
Have you had mentals?
I've never had mentals. But here's the thing. So I got molested by a cop once. Not when I was a kid, as a grown-ass man. He thought I was drunk, and he basically felt my nutsack area like 3 or 4 times. And I'm pretty sure once, maybe twice was the limit, and he went to town on them. So this nice white man here, and the reason why I bring up the color is because both these men were white who molested me in my late 20s and early 30s. What happened was, and I'm gonna go ahead and sexify it. He made me drop my drawers, and I exposed myself to him, and he took a deep breath and was like, "Well, what do we have here?" Now, as I sexily held my shirt above my belly button and turned my head to the left, he literally took my penis and pushed it to the side and grabbed both my testicles.
What the fuck?
While grabbing both testicles, he did not stay at the bottom. He went to the base of the problem. And he began to squeeze. And this gets really unsexy because he squeezed my balls and the goddamn vas deferens and all the little cords connected to my balls for about 5 minutes. My dick hurt for the rest of the day. I'm not lying. All right. But this is literally the second time as a goddamn adult that I have been molested by, and I hate to say it, by a white man. I don't know what it is about white man and my balls, but something's going on, and I think it's a conspiracy. Duffy, is there anything you would like to tell me?
No. No.
Okay.
I'm not at liberty to discuss this matter.
I'm still trying to get my head around how much they're babying you in the fact that you're going to have barely a big enough incision for a stitch. And... It just is shocking to me.
You said how much they're babying me?
Yes, because I can tell you from the female side of things for sterilization.
Oh, it's a serious operation when you do with the tubal ligation or whatever.
Yes, they go in through your belly button.
Oof.
And when you wake up, you have 2 bruises the size of softballs on either side of your abdomen. That even the loosest pair of underwear or sweatpants that you can find that are just tight enough that they'll stay up and defy gravity, but loose enough to where you can barely even feel them, hurt you, and you have bruises for like a month, don't give me no shit about, oh, I want to have this little pin-size incision and I'll have to sit with a bag of frozen peas on my nuts. Oh.
Well, you want to know how they baby me even more? So there's something wrong with my left nut that I found out.
Yeah.
It's not as big as the right one. Hey, you know, everybody's got a little deformity. But due to that, it's also the vas deferens that he was looking for, which caused him to squeeze and rub on my nuts for like 3 to 5 minutes. He said he can't really find, so he said I have to be put under anesthesia, which I was like, that's what I was going for. Don't want to be awake while you're cutting on my ball sack. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if there's a part of the woman that's as sensitive as the balls are. Like, you don't understand how sensitive the balls are. No. Listen. I said as sensitive.
Clit?
The vagina. They don't get punched in the clit, though. You know what I mean?
You can get kicked in it. Thank you very much.
But the vagina is very strong. All right. As I've become an adult, I've realized when people go, oh, you know, get some nuts. You know, your cojones is like, no. Having a vagina is actually way tougher than ever having balls. Balls are extremely weak. Oh my God, extremely weak. And just by this man pulling and yanking, he actually pulled on my penis. I'm not sure if that was part of it. I'm going to be honest with you. He literally took he grabbed the base of the head of my penis and pulled down. And I have no idea why. He just did it.
He was ringing your bell.
Well, he only did it once, and I'm still trying to figure out why. I'm like, wait a second. Like, cause any other time he just like took like the back of his hand and he was like pushing my penis out while he was going in my testicles. I'm like, wait a second, why did you pull on my penis? Like, my penis wasn't in the way. It wasn't, like, all shriveled up and everything or something like that, that he needed to pull it up. It was literally, it was just fine. It was relaxing. And he just went and pulled on it for no good goddamn reason.
My question to you is, did your penis enjoy it?
Here's the thing. So I told my wife when I got home, right? I said, baby, I said, listen, me and, by the way, this is how we both just remembered today is our 10-year anniversary.
Dude, our 15th was the 10th. Yeah, so that was 4 days really? Ago. Yeah.
And it's really not 15.
Well, it's 14.
There you go.
It's 14. We're on our 15th year now.
Oh, okay. Well, see, we're on our 10th year, and neither one of us knew it. Like, my wife was like, you know, today's our 10th anniversary. I was like, really? She's like, yeah. She's like, I totally forgot about it. What you want for dinner? Like, I was like, oh, we're going to get some pizza. Like, we totally jumped over. Like, should we do something? That seems pretty special. She was like, all right. I was like, we don't really have a babysitter. You know, we kind of got to pay some major bills. I'm going on a trip next week. All right, let's just celebrate next week.
Well, happy anniversary to you guys.
Well, thank you. And the same back to you, beautiful motherfuckers.
You're but, welcome.
Oh, goddamn. I told my wife when I went home, this is back to the ball story.
Yeah. Kind of figured you were going back there.
Well, I said, baby, we've been together 10 years, a little over 10 years. This man has touched me in ways that I don't think you ever have, and I'm not even going to sit here and say that she's hasn't been generous with the touching of my genitalia. But this man, he went medical on me, and it was as you say, like, you know, I don't know if you know this, but like me personally, if a man's touching me, I'm gonna get some shrinkage. It's just not gonna stay there. I didn't chub up, I didn't get hard or nothing, but I was very surprised that I didn't retreat because it was like...
You didn't turtle.
I think it was because of the testicles. Like, he initially started out kind of massaging them, and I was like, wait a second. I was like, this shouldn't be happening. Like this is what my wife does when things are good, and wait a second. And then he started squeezing. I was like, all right, there we go. Whew. Oh, okay, thank God. I was like, I thought I was gay there for a second. I was like, am I going to be cruising the streets looking for man meat? Like somebody like looking for male prostitutes? Like, how much for a hand job? How much for a hand job? Like, whew, yeah. Mm. Thank you, Jasmine. I'm glad you went to sleep with Daddy.
Well, I'm glad you had such a fun time telling us that story.
No, my balls actually still hurt. And that was Wednesday. I'm not lying to you. Mm. But you know... You know what is almost as awesome as getting your balls pulled?
What's that?
Black people finding out about the Game of Thrones. Did you know that? Did you know we didn't know that much about it?
You know, something told me that you were not black enough to not have seen Game of Thrones. Is that wrong to say?
You know what? It's here's the thing.
Well, you're a fan. Let me back up a bit. The reason I say that is because I know you're a fan of the Game of Thrones.
I'm gonna be honest with you, and I didn't watch it. So the show's been on for like 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah,
I just watched it last summer, and it was only because like I saw half an episode with who I now know is Peter Dinklage, but at the time he was just a little midget man.
Drink.
But no, he was just a little midget man, and I thought he was hilarious because he was having sex. And I'm like, oh, look at the little midget man having sex. I was like, and he was getting in trouble. Something happened. And I like from there it went to like this really fucked up scene about like, you know, somebody getting killed, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck is this? And I watched like the whole rest of the like 30 minutes of this episode, and like 10 people got killed, and you know, supposedly a brother and sister had sex. I was like, whoa.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? And then it went off and it was like, you know, it didn't say next week, but it showed like you know, HBO was like Game of Thrones next week. And I was like, this is Game of Thrones? This shit. When I tell you, I end up binge watching for like the next 2 months fucking Game of Thrones and loving every second of it, I was like, I can't believe I've been missing this shit. Like this, I'm more into Greek mythology and shit like that, but I love fucking dragons and wolves and magic. And as an adult, I just love goddamn, like that Red Wedding.
God, oh, damn. Jesus. That was sick. Yeah.
Boy, that was the look, I was like, all right, man, yeah, he got married. Yeah, we're about to come together. We're going, I think it was when they were trying to go against Joffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were trying to get like an army together for that. And man, they had no idea, and they just went to slaughtering their ass. I was like, God damn.
Nah, you know, like, you know what my favorite battle of the franchise? It's got to be the Battle of the Bastards. Like, that had me standing up screaming at my television.
The Battle of the Bastards? What do you mean?
The Battle of the Bastards.
Oh, that big ass. Oh, there was a war.
No, Jon Snow.
Jon Snow versus that the guy who used to feed everybody to his dogs.
Yes.
Oh, God, I hated that guy so much.
So did I.
Man, I was so happy what's the name? Because he raped her when she finally fed him to his own dog. Yep. I was like, there you go. Hell, that motherfucker. And my wife had no idea what to do. My wife is actually one of those black people we're talking about who don't know about Game of Thrones. Mm. And she swears I'm like the nerdiest non-white guy she knows.
Yeah. So if you wanted to explain Game of Thrones to an African-American cohort of yours, how would you do it?
Well, here's a great thing about it. There's a guide out there. I don't know if you know. It's literally the Black Person's Guide to Game of Thrones by The Root.
Yes, and we've got the link in the show notes if you want to check it out, theprimepod.com.
That's it. And it basically just breaks it down for you. It says, what is Game of Thrones about? And it starts out, the show is about white-on-white violence. Perfect. Any like racist black person or like Black Lives Matter or some shit like that, when you say white-on-white violence, like, well, wait a second, ears perk up a little bit. It says the show is about a turf war. I don't know why they did turf war, like we wouldn't understand actual war, but okay. Between different gangs who want to win the ultimate prize, the Iron Throne. Which is still kind of like, I'm like, why does everybody want that fucking whatever? And you know that if there's one thing, what does that say? Whippo love more than
it's
territory.
It's why people, white people, it's why people.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Wow. That is hilarious.
Wow. Why people?
Why people?
Why people?
Why people?
That's just rude.
That is so disrespectful. Really? Now we can't say white people. white people.
So what about the actual white people on the show?
Well, unfortunately, there aren't, superpowers. Wait, no, it says, but there aren't.
What are you doing? Back up a bit. Back it up.
Back what?
What about the actual white people on the show? You skipped a line.
Oh, it says, and if you know if there's one thing. Nope. I already said it.
No, you said it wrong, though.
You got hung up on why people.
So,
and if you know if there's one thing white people love more than territory, it's thrones. See? That's it. It says, but there aren't their superpowers, dragons and monsters and shite. Which it is. I love the dragons. So what do dragons stand for? White privilege. Why not? Mm. And the monsters, white people. What about the actual white people on the show? Oh, they're also metaphors for Caucasians. Mind you, anybody who reads this is literally how they wrote it. I'm pretty sure, I'm a bet a white person wrote this. It says, wait, it's everything about white people? Exactly. But Game of Thrones teaches us that not all white people are the same. That's why I'm trying to show you, if you stop being so damn racist.
Hey,
that's literally how they wrote it.
Hey, dude. I hate to tell you this, but this article was written by Michael Harriet, who is a staff writer at The Root, host of the Black One podcast, and editor-in-chief of the daily digital magazine, Negus Reed. And I had to say that very carefully.
What?
The name of the magazine is Negus Who Read.
N-E-G-U-S?
Yes.
And I figured that.
And guess what? He's about as black as Luke Cage.
That's pretty black.
I think
like that's, so. That's super black power. Except he's actually married to a white lady. I'm a little side note. I'm gonna school you and Curry to something. If whenever talking to your black friends, understand that there are certain black men right now in this little era that are pretty prominent. It's Ghost from a show called Power. You gotta watch out for Ghost. Luke Cage.
Hell yeah.
And I'm trying to think, it's one more. But the reason why I'm bringing them up is because all these like really strong black figures are actually married to white women in real life. And black women get so pissed off about it. Uh-huh. It's hilarious, man. I'm sorry, I just had to say that. Back to what they were saying. And we're going to finish this up because it's a little long and I ain't got time to read all this goddamn thing.
No, so we're not going to do it all. If they want to check out the entire article, which is insanely humorous, just, you know, theprimepod.com. Show notes. It's right around there.
Somewhere in there. Look at it. You'll be there. You'll see it. As I understand, black people, watch Game of Thrones. You're going to love it. And like he said, white people killing white people everywhere in this. There's very few black people. Very, very few black people. And I don't really see them dying as much, so I think that's a good thing.
Well,
so
wait. Apparently you haven't paid attention to the Game of Thrones.
No, because
black people were slaves that were castrated who were saved by a skinny little white woman.
No, but they're not. Those not black, though. They're just brown people.
No, they weren't
black.
Brown enough.
Yeah, but they're not black, though. And you can see, look
you're
at
not
them and tell
black.
Not black.
You're milk chocolate.
This is true.
If you want to get technical.
I'm talking about Africans. Let's put it that way. We'll go African, if we will. They are just, they're like Indian. They're like Muslim type. Not even that. They're like, be honest with you, I don't even know what they are. But they're not traditionally in American terms what they would be considered black.
Hey, man, they might be South African.
Yeah, maybe, but you know.
No, I don't know.
Exactly. I'm trying to explain to all the black people who might be listening that, listen, very few of us get killed in this, and a whole lot of white and white violence.
No, you don't get killed. You just get castrated and turned into slaves.
That even the guy who's the who's like the leader of the castrated guys, because they're great fighters, because they got nothing to worry about. But I was going to say, he's not black. I don't know what he is. I really do want to look it up. Isn't he? No, that's not him. I was going to say Mr. Robot, but that's not him.
No, it's not. I get why you would say that, but no, it's not. You know, speaking of Mr. Robot, they're coming out with a season 3. I kind of don't care. Season 1 was amazing. Season 2 went off the reservation.
That's what I heard. I was like, because I was going to watch it, and I was kind of just going to like jump into season 2, and everybody was like, nah. It kind of is dying down. I was like, oh, man, that sucks.
It's going crazy. Like, literally crazy. So, I don't know.
Just to back it up a wee bit, the dude who plays the leader of the Unsullied, the black guy.
Yeah.
He is from Bristol, England. And he's black.
You dirty. Why you had to prove me wrong, Kurt?
You know, that's two black people that we've proven you about. You might need to adjust your black dar.
Wait, who was the first one?
The author of this damn article here.
Oh, you did get me on that one.
I know I did. That's what I was saying.
All right, you may be right, okay? Now, you know, we're just chalking up to white privilege. White privilege! Can we come up with a soundbite for that? I would love that.
You know,
just like the black card. Just like we need to have ones for black card. Like black card.
We could do that. We'll have to. We'll have to wait until you can get over here, and we can do them right. Because when we can do them right, I think
be perfect.
Yeah, I think that we'll be really good.
Oh man, we will be good. Now
I like to think so.
Well, I just want to say we will be good. Some people out in other places that won't. I don't know if you want to talk about it. Did I lose you?
No, I'm right here. You need to speak instead of just waiting for hints.
Well, hey, I'm waiting for answers, baby. See, you gotta understand.
What do you want?
Well, here's the thing. Oh, my God.
You want to talk about something, then talk about it. Like, this is your show.
Well, so okay. Well, I just want to let you know we're doing better than this lady who got killed by a jet engine blast on a Caribbean beach. You know that little have you ever seen? It's like a little video clip where it shows this beach and like the planes landing literally like probably 100 feet above the people's head, right?
You know, we've actually got a video on that if you'd like to check it out.
That is true.
All right, I guess we will check it out then.
A deadly accident involving a powerful blast from a jet engine has led to calls for tourists to stay away from a popular beach. Thrill seekers gather at a fence next to an airport in the Caribbean vacation destination of St. Martin. A New Zealand woman was killed there Wednesday by a blast from a plane. Anna Werner is here with details of the dangerous attraction. Anna, good morning.
Good morning. Well, for the people who line up on that fence, the exhaust from one of those airplanes can be strong enough to exceed the wind speeds of a Category 3 hurricane. St. Martin police do not condone the activity, but it's also not illegal.
All right, so Mike, what happened to this poor tourist?
Would you really call it poor? Again, Carrie, we go back to your...
Are you going to go back to the whole white people thing?
No. We're going to go back to
her
concentration camps.
We're going back to Mike. There you go.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't really want to say. It's a horrible thing to say out loud.
We say a lot of horrible things.
It's really not. It's a concentrated area of retard. See?
Well,
concentration
well,
camp.
Well, this lady, she would have been a prime candidate for it because basically a New Zealand tourist who was killed by a blast from a jetliner by one of the famous jetliners coming down in Dutch Caribbean of St. Martin. I've been to St. Martin. It's a nice place. But I can tell you I never would have done something this stupid. The 57-year-old woman was knocked into a wall as she tried to cling to a fence to feel the blast on Wednesday, police said by phone. He said the woman was taken to the hospital where she was declared dead and her name wasn't released. You know why her name wasn't released? It was probably one of the dumbest damn ways to die. And I don't even think her family wants to know that she died that way. But, I mean, think about this. Like, they said it's plenty of warning signs, plenty of like, hey, you know, possible, you know, fatal death, all that stuff. And she was trying to cling onto a fence. And the jet blast blew her back into a wall.
Yeah, that's not really too smart right there.
That Carrie, I don't know. Do you have anything to say on this? Because I feel like as the probably overseer of the newly formed concentration camps that's going to happen, I do believe you probably have a word or two about this.
Well, you know, you also have to take into consideration that the warning signs aren't just written out. There are pictures to help the slower ones. So, you know, if you're that intent on trying to withstand wind that's like being out in the middle of a hurricane or trying to stand through a tornado, you know, they should be playing, you know, Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. You know, we got one down, you know, how many billion to go? You know, it's
man.
Jesus Christ.
And this really falls into that category of I want to feel bad, but when you die that dumb, it's really hard for me to. You know, it's like
it would be one thing if it was accidental, like you didn't know that was there, or
yeah.
You know, you're at one of those races where it's the cars and they're just going through like the city streets or whatever, but mm-hmm. It's a professional race, but the car loses control and you can't get out of the way. You know that? Yeah, you really shouldn't be standing there either. But, you know, you've got professionals, you know, they've done this forever, you know, what are the odds? You know, that's just shitty luck. This was putting yourself in a position where chances are good that something bad is going to happen.
Here's the thing, and maybe my mind's a little messed up, and I think...
A little?
Listen, I keep seeing, and I'm already laughing, that's messed up. God, knock on wood. I already keep seeing the image of, like, this old lady holding on to the fence.
And her like feet blowing out behind her.
Her feet blowing in the wind, and then finally just let it go and just going like, you ever see like a fly, like the bird flew into your car? Just going boom, and then hitting the ground.
Or it's like the cartoon where the cartoon character gets slammed into the wall. They kind of stick there for a minute.
And they unroll into the... Sorry, Duffy, we may have...
Oh, no, no, it's comedy gold. Just the thought of watching stupid people commit suicide, I love it.
But here's the thing, it's unintentional suicide. Like,
hey, it's like, still shit we don't got to pay for because they're too stupid.
That's true. And it's one of those things where it's like, you can't even blame anybody. It's like, airplane didn't do anything wrong. The many signs... You know who probably was really in, like, not the, you know, like the right, but like, you know, a victim? The first person that happened to who had no idea that the plane was coming that low to him. Like, that person who lost their life that caused him to put up the signs, that person's actually a victim.
Yeah.
These other people, just some straight dumb asses.
Yeah, Mama B in the chat room, otherwise known as 70 Acres. I guess I should just start calling her by that name. Although she's always Mama B to us. She said, stupicide. That is, that's a great way to put it.
I do like that. Yeah. Stupicide.
I like it.
I love
thinning of the herd.
Yeah. What do you say we go to a break?
Let's do it.
All right. We are going to go on said break. And when we get back, we're going to be talking about more stupid people and some really smart motherfuckers as well. So stay tuned. All that and more coming up on Prime.
Hi, this is Mama B from Rogue Intel Chat Room. When I shop on Amazon for things like dried mealworms, gun holsters, and chicken toys, I go to rogueintel.com/Amazon. It doesn't cost me anything extra, and it helps out my favorite podcast network. Again, that's rogueintel.com/Amazon.
Are you listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast? Each and every week, Denver sports writer Clint Daly brings you a sarcastic look at the top stories in the world of sports. Whether it's baseball, basketball, football, or hockey, the Daily Dose brings a unique common sense outlook on the world of sports. And if you listen to the show every week, you will be entered into a contest to win tickets to some of the biggest sporting events in the world.
Wait, we don't actually do that.
What?
You don't get entered in to win any tickets.
Why?
Why does that not happen? That's not what we do at the Daily Dose.
What kind of show is this?
It's a sport. You said it's a sports show. You said what it was.
But you don't win anything.
But you don't win anything for listening. You listen and you enjoy the show, but you don't
listen. I don't understand.
Just keep going.
Each week on the Daily Dose, Clint interviews some of the biggest names in sports and entertainment.
That's not, you made that part up. That's not what we had you read. We had you come in with the sexy voice and all, but then you're adding stuff that the show isn't really about.
Who talks on this show?
I do. I talk on the show. We talk
about.
You
have no guests?
But sometimes we do, but it's not like we're going and getting LeBron James or like Michael
Jordan.
A lot of people listen. There's a lot of people that like the show. We brought you in to do something very specific, and you're not doing what we asked you to do. Just finish the read.
Fine. Listen to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, wherever fine podcasts are hosted, and you can always find it on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
Was that so hard?
Hey, podcast listeners. Sean and Trevor here from Table Reads.
Hey, everybody. I'm here, too.
He's there.
I move around, okay? I'm like Andrew Dice Clay. I got moves. I'm over here now. You like that, honey?
Wow. Alrighty, this promo's off to a rocky start.
Experience the worst Hollywood has to offer with readings of the scripts you never wanted.
Listen, it's bad scripts, guys, that were written, and we got the two worst people in the world to read the scripts, me and Sean.
This is Table Reads, with Sean McBee and Trevor Thompson.
Let's just give them that. Fuck them.
Every Tuesday, right here on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network, or visit tablereadspodcast.com.
Oh. You should put that at the end.
Yeah.
Let's just give them that. Fuck them.
Hi, this is Bernadette from the Big Bang Theory, and you're listening to the Prime Podcast.
And we're back on Prime. So, Mike, what did you do for Prime Day?
I didn't buy a thing, but I did think about our podcast, and I was like, oh. that was pretty much it. I had already bought the stuff that I wanted to previously the week before.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea about Prime Week, so, yeah.
You mean you didn't know about July 11th, Amazon's Day of Savings?
I mean, as time went on, I found out about it, but I didn't give it two shites. What about you? What did you guys get?
Well, you know, I would have thought we would have wanted more. There was a couple of really rad monitors. Like, there was a Samsung 34-inch ultra-wide monitor, and that looked really sexy. But the one that I saw was $499, and it was, I think, a refurbed. It's just out of our price range for right now. I just recently picked up an ultra wide monitor from a buddy of mine. He was selling it dirt cheap. I gotta tell you, the thing looked, it was brand new when I got it. He bought it, he opened it up and said, oh shit, that's way too wide. And he just put it back in the box. Said, hey, you want to buy it?
Really?
Yeah. So I ended up inheriting that, and it's a really, really amazing monitor. I used to have two monitors in front of me, two above me. Now I've just got the one in front of me and the two above me. So it's really nice.
Oh, come see that.
Yeah, but I want to get Carrie one. So I'm kind of looking to see if we can get one of these or something that's like this but curved or something.
If it's not curved, I don't want it.
Well, see, that's good to know.
I like how she became snobbish. If it's not curved.
Well, no, when you have neck issues and you can't bring the corners in to shorten the distance that you have to swivel your neck that has pins and shit in it, it hurts.
You really don't have to move. I mean, you just cycle your eyes back and forth.
Yeah, and then that causes eye strain. And when you are looking through Coke bottle lenses, I don't want to hear any shit.
All right. Well, what else did we get from Prime Day? This is where I let my queer flag fly.
Yes, girl.
You know, if it wasn't for the fact that I couldn't stomach the idea of sucking a cock, I probably would be gay.
Yeah.
Wait. You're not going to jump past this. Sir.
Dude, I was raised by women. It's not hard to understand that my macho factor is about negative 16.
I'm more manly.
I've seen it.
Yeah, so I ended up getting this tea tree oil scrub for your hands and feet. Dude, I love the smell of good natural tea tree oil.
See why I get so angry sometimes? I have to produce all of the testosterone in this house.
Oh, that is funny. I was going to say the same thing. Like, Kara's got to double up on it.
Gee golly, guys, I love you.
Oh,
you're always so kind and fabulous to me.
Oh, that is funny. Tea tree oil scrub. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think if they, like, when you buy it and they realize you're a man, I think they also send you a dildo to play with as well. So,
wow.
Yeah, I think that's what happens.
No comments on that one. We also got some art supplies for the women in our lives.
Okay. Now that makes more sense. That's actually way more manly than what you did initially, buy a tea tree oil scrub.
Dude, for your hands and feet. Amazing.
But see, here's the thing. You bought it for your hands and feet.
Well, that's what it's for.
As if you're going to be showing off your hands and feet.
No, I just don't want them feeling like daggers to carry. I got really thick heels, and they're really nasty, and I need to scrub them down. And my hands, well, I just, like, you know,
I work on your hooves every once in a while. Give me a break.
Well, see, now it'll smell better when you do it.
No, it really won't. No, not at all.
Oh, that's too funny. Yeah, that was pretty gay of you, brother.
So I don't know why you guys feel the need to make fun of me because I like smooth hands and feet.
You know what's funny? Let me stop. I actually am very, very much against having dry hands and feet. Now, where I'm from, we call it ashy.
Yes, I get that.
Yeah. So I can't stand that feeling. But I can honestly tell you that never in my life, I'll put lotion on my hands and I'll put it on my feet. All right? So I'm not going to lie to you. But again, I can honestly tell you, I've never looked at something and went, you know what? I feel like being gay today. Let me go and get some tea tree oil scrub specifically. Not body rub. Like, at least if you were like, hey, it's a body wash that works for your hands and your feet and your skin or something like that, which would have still been gay, but still a little less gay. But you bought it for your little manly woman hands and your delicate feet. And I don't know, Duffy, you're Curry, I appreciate you getting the testosterone in that house. I mean, I know the dog is fixed, so it's a little hard, but I feel your pain, sister. I feel your pain. We still love you, Duff. All right. We don't actually judge you. We just want you to come out.
You quite through?
Listen, you ain't gotta live in. Did you see that campaign ad that they ran? It gets better. Okay? It gets better. We love you, Duffy.
God.
I just...
Jay!
Glad to know you love me.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. You were actually saying something before I went off on that little tangent, huh?
Oh, man. I don't even know what the hell I was saying anymore, dude.
It's all love.
I honestly, hey, do not know.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you something. It's all love. And, you know, true love is a different thing, though.
Okay, define true love. Because I don't know your definition.
Have you ever heard the phrase, like when somebody really dislikes somebody, somebody hates somebody, like, I wouldn't piss on you if you was on fire.
Oh, you know? Carrie says that all the time.
Oh, no. If you're on fire, I wouldn't piss on you. Well, here's how you know this particular person loved this other person. Because in Pennsylvania, and as I've been told, it's called Pentatucky.
Yeah.
Yes.
like how you both said that. A woman is accused of setting her boyfriend on fire. Guess how she put that fire out? Let me go ahead and take you out of your little word right there. Go to shower style.
No.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to be honest with you. She looks pretty methy, like methy, crackheadish. So I totally believe it. They basically said, Miss Leanne Sepulak, she's 38.
You're not allowed to say that word.
Am I not? Okay. Of Penn Hills, Allegheny County. Yeah. There you go.
That's right, charged, near us.
Really?
Yeah, Allegheny County is like Hanover. I'm pretty sure it's like Hanover.
Which is true. Obviously, you guys are there.
Yeah, we're like 11 miles from Hanover.
Well, you can go and drive down to see her because she is right now being charged with attempted homicide for allegedly pouring gas on her sleeping boyfriend, who I guarantee is a meth head as well, lighting a cigarette and using it to set him on fire. Now, to put him out, she doused the flames with a bucket of urine that the couple used as a toilet in the basement of the home. If that doesn't sound like a goddamn crack meth heroin den, if I've ever heard one, wow. Yeah. That's love, though, because she knew, oh, she was mad at him. He did something. Oh, I want you dead. Oh, no, baby, I don't want you dead. And that's true love right there.
He was sleeping. He was sleeping. I mean, he was totally defenseless at the time.
That is, I'll be honest with you, that's horrible. Oh, it's just the burns to his body. It was about 25 to 30% of his lower body. Oh, he cheated. He cheated. She burnt his lower body. Think about that. She was going for all penis and testicles.
Damn, dude.
She burned. But wait, the fact that they had a bucket of urine just readily around.
That's
just
disgusting. Like,
hey, you gotta go use the piss bucket. Get the piss bucket.
Oh, piss boy.
Exactly. Oh.
And I got to say, in total transparency, I did look it up. I don't know what the hell I thought Allegheny County was, but no, that's over near Pittsburgh. That's like 3 hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's about 3 hours. Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though, because I guarantee he cheated, and she just wanted him to feel pain, the pain that she was feeling. He's going to make a recovery. This is going to make a full recovery. His
full Johnson's recovery, gonna be, that's going to be tough.
But here's the thing. His Johnson is going to be two different colors. I just want to let you know that.
Well, it'll probably be scarred, so that'll add to her pleasure.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh. No, that was.
Think
that
about
was,
oh. Duffy. Duffy, ah. Think about that. Oh, God. You know what I've always, and this is a fear of mine, my pee hole.
Your urethra, yeah.
I like calling them a pee hole.
Okay.
That has always been an area that I'm deathly afraid of getting injured. Like
your pee, not your cock, not like you don't want to dislocate break or fracture.
Well, see, here's the thing:
you're worried about the pee hole itself.
Because think about this, right? So if you get kicked in the balls, like oh, it hurts. Oh, go see your stomach. Kicked in the penis, same thing, you know, as long as it's not fully, you know, erect and all that good stuff, and hopefully it won't break.
Yeah.
I've heard horrible stories about that. But I want you to, no matter, see, soft or hard, that pee hole is vulnerable.
You do realize that I can take a knife directly from the top down and, like, sever the penis and still hand you a fully presentable pee hole.
That like, is true.
You really can't say that it's more
okay,
important
definitely.
Than anything
listen,
else.
Listen to me. Paperclip, unbent, into your pee hole. Also, salt, poured into your pee hole.
Oh, dude. No. Why are you putting these thoughts in my head?
Listen. Here's one worse. You know how it's basically a certain length of an opening, right? Razor blade to the edges of it. Goddamn.
Dude, what the fuck? Why do you think of these things?
I have no idea. This is why I'm telling you I've worried about my pee hole for a long time. All right?
I think you
just
have an
thinking
illness.
About these horrible things. You said what?
I think you have an illness.
I might, because I'm worried about this.
That's got to be some kind of phobia. Juice.
You know what I think it is? It's because when I caught the head of my penis.
Your pee hole.
But no. Not I caught like the right outside of it in my zipper one time.
So even on the outside, you're white.
You said what? Which is
so I said, what you're saying is that even on the outside, you're white.
Because
you said the white outside part.
Oh no! I said right outside part. I'm talking about so when you look at the head, you know you got the hump and you go do like that, whatever. Right here, I caught that right hump right where the pee hole like starts on the right side, and I was about like 9. Oh, it bled. It was horrible, man.
What the hell did
That's
you
why
do?
I literally just was like. I was going outside. I came inside. I had to use the bathroom real quick, but I wanted to go outside. And I could see them out of the window of the bathroom. And I'm using the bathroom. I'm like, oh, I'm about to go. Oh, hurry up. And I went, before I got my dingle dangle back in my pants all the way, I went zip real quick.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. You did an American pie, dude.
I think it's worse because the testicle. Although it's very sensitive, his was still intact. I ripped myself a little bit, and that was the end of my day. That was probably like 1 p.m. I was done for the rest of the day. I went and told my aunt what happened. It was weird because it was like, you know, how do you really patch up a penis? You know what I mean? It's I still got to pee. And then that was the other thing. Next day, peeing hurt and all. Oh, God. I felt like I had a catheter, which I didn't learn about until like 2 years ago. But that's what it felt like.
I've had a catheter. I don't remember it ever being put in or taken out, though. Because
I was under too. You know what I remember? Waking up with a bladder full of urine, having to go to pee, and it felt like razor blades, hot sauce, and lemon juice coming out of me. And it's nothing. It's like literally, it's like you take a hose and you hold the very top of it, and just like let a little bit of water leak out. That's how it felt with all that pain. Like I went from standing up. I fell to one knee, mind you, because I almost collapsed from the pain. Curry, this goes back to what you said. You know, men's are big babies and vaginas and all that good stuff. But that was some horrible pain, man. So that's why I worry about my pee hole.
Mm.
Is it the same for ladies, Curry?
What, having a catheter?
No, worrying about your urethra. Like, no. Some jam in
she's
there.
Got an innie. I don't know if you know this, but girls
no,
have
no, but
vaginas.
Still, but they also have to, like, jam stuff in there, you know?
No, not the urethra. Up.
That's true. This
like,
is true.
Not even, like, I don't even use that as an orifice.
Well, thank you very much.
You know what's funny? It's going to sound horrible. I know a lot of men who, like, as adults found out that women actually have a urethra. Like we all thought, I'm not going to lie, as a kid, I just thought I just peed out of one hole. It's just one hole. Everything came out of it. That's what it was. And when I say younger, I mean like 19 years old. All right.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't until this older woman that I was messing with at the time told me. She was like, just like, do you really think it's just all comes out of one hole? It's like, yeah, you bleed out of there. Yeah, you know, you do all these stuff out of there. Yeah, it's just one hole. It's just like, no, idiot. And she literally put it up on her computer and showed me. I was like, oh. Nah, I was just joking, but for real, I had no idea.
See, that's where all of the hours and hours of documentaries and science-y stuff that I watched.
And by documentaries, he means porn.
No, not porn. I did watch a lot of porn back in my younger years, but...
First of all, I haven't...
No.
I'm going to say, technically, you were younger.
I'm talking a lot of porn.
Like obsessive compulsive amounts of watching?
No, not that bad. There you are with those M&Ms again.
God damn, you heard it, huh? I was trying to hide it.
You can't hide that shit, man.
Well, it was near the mic. I didn't mean to bing it, but
knock it off.
I was trying to be a secret fat boy.
But no, what I was trying to say was that I used to watch a lot of biology videos and documentaries on, like, you know, anatomy and human history,
like,
and bones and muscular stuff and. A bunch of,
like,
you know,
like Debbie Does Dallas, Bang Buzz,
no.
Stuff like that.
You know, fun fact, I've actually never seen Debbie Does Dallas. Like, it's the one
Deep
joke.
Throat? Deep Throat?
I think I saw like a clip from that. But I don't know, dude. I've never had a porn DVD. Like, I've never, like, since I was an adult, have I had a porn magazine? It just...
You have to be lying to me right now, sir.
No, he had stuff saved to his hard drive.
Yeah, that was years ago.
Hey, you don't need a DVD when you got to save. You could have burned a disc if you wanted to.
True that. But no, I don't have any porn on my computer. I if I feel the need, I just go to, like, Pornhub or some shit. I don't care.
That's very true. That's very true. I still do that.
You kind of have to, especially after the baby.
I mean, we're months out now, so we're good. But still, you know, it's I would say just the baby being there, because it's like, all right, finally baby's asleep. Let's... And then I'll wake up at, like, 2 or 3 o'clock, and everybody's sleeping. I'm like, but I still want some.
Yeah.
all right, come on, Mr. Computer. Let's go.
www.pornhub.com.
Exactly. Yeah. Little fat. Oh, man, that's good stuff. That also makes me wonder. I got to figure out what I'm going to tell my son about sex.
Oh, he doesn't know, and you're just sitting here talking about it.
No, he's not listening. He closed his door.
Uh-huh, sure.
I mean, either way, I mean, think about it. His dad's pretty cool, you know? I'm an open dad. Like, I'll tell him anything he wants to know. Luckily, he hasn't questioned me about it.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think, like, when should I do it? My dad did it when I was, like, 9. I think that was a little early, but then again, I did meet kids who were, like, doing stuff at, like, 10 and 11, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's very crazy. It's very poor parenting from what I saw.
Yeah. Well, here, let's go around the table. When did you lose your virginity?
To me?
Yeah.
I was a 13-year-old lad.
Dude, you sicken me. I mean,
she was 14, so it was all good.
God.
It was the next door neighbors. I took a severe asshole.
Well, no, you told us the story about that. I remember. I vividly remember that story.
Yeah, exactly.
That was even a part of the best of, I think.
I hope so, because it was a very, very memorable story.
But no, I think I was 17, 18?
You know what's funny? I thought that I was normal until I started talking to people. And they're like, yeah, I was 16. I was 17. I was 18. I was like, oh, my situation wasn't normal at all. Like, and then I think about it. I was like, I could have been like a 14-year-old father. God.
Oh, man. Really makes you want to go out and get some strange, huh?
You know it. You know it. Curry, do you want to divulge that information? Or are you trying to stay a lady?
I'm still a virgin.
Listen, we're not talking about the chocolate. What is it? Chocolate star? What do they call it? Chocolate starfish.
Yeah.
We're talking about that.
I got pregnant. It was immaculate conception.
And if you believe that, I got a book for you to read.
That's right. Or what? I got a beach in Idaho to sell you.
So I guess that's code for Carrie ain't divulging.
I was 17.
Okay.
Big deal.
Okay. No, that's no. I was saying, you know what would have been? It sounds messed up. Would have been funny is if you would have found out. Like, she'd be like, yeah, I was like 12 and a half. You'd be like, what? Oh. And like, if some information you would have just be finding out right now.
Yeah, that would, like, I think we'd have issues, Carrie.
Why?
I don't know. It just sounded like something fun to say.
Or she could have been like, well, like, I lost my virginity like 4 times in one night. Like, what? Yeah, it was just like 4 or 5 different guys.
God. Yeah, that would be a rude awakening for me.
I hate to tell you, I knew a girl who got introduced to the game, if you will, in a locomotive. Choo-choo, if you catch my drift.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, really? She was like, yeah, it hurt a little bit at first, but by the last guy, it started feeling good.
Jesus.
I was like, wow, your parents must be proud.
Yeah, wow. Were you sleeping with her?
Oh, no. This actually was just somebody. I'll be honest with you. This was, we were both like 14, and I was amazed. I was like, I don't think I should mess with this girl. Like, even I was like, because the thought crossed my mind, like, well, maybe if I just use her,
she will break you.
Yeah, I don't want those problems because she was telling us about her first time, and she had already had like 14 guys since then.
My God!
And again, 14 years old. Very much one of the reasons my daughter is going to be locked up forever.
Yeah. You'll be having some millennial guy going, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair.
Well, you've also got to keep in mind, the more you try and lock her in, lock her down, the wilder she will get.
That's what everybody keeps telling me. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? I want to feel good, all right? I want to feel good about myself. I don't want to be out there thinking something. The worst. See, like I said, the issue isn't necessarily my daughter. It's more or less the girls that she's going to be around. Like, I was 14 back in 99, you know, 2000, which doesn't, you know, to you guys doesn't seem that long. But to me, that's like, you know, 17 years ago, whatever.
You're a little baby.
But here's the thing. The stuff that I heard and saw and found out about was ridiculous, all right? So I can only imagine, you know, things are getting crazy. They're not calming down, you know?
But
so
see,
I
that's
don't...
where you have to teach her to respect herself and but not see, worry about what others think, and she won't give two turds a goat shit about it.
But here's the thing, right? I've known a lot of good girls. I'm talking about actual good girls who like didn't do anything crazy, but they dabbled in a little bit. You know, they did a little something because their friends were doing it, and it's always the peer pressure. And you know, you like I was pretty good at not falling into peer pressure. You know,
so you didn't suck any dicks in any closets.
No, okay. Definitely not. No 7 minutes in heaven. And the captain of the football team or nothing. But but I'm just like, I've seen girls get pressured into stuff who were like really good girls. And after the fact, they were like, I'll never do that again. Or that was stupid. Or I'm glad, you know, whatever. But it's still like it's that pressure, man. That pressure. Like, you could think your daughter or your son has the best friends in the world. And the moment they walk out their door, you're like, they're the biggest scumbags in the world, and your children are hanging out with them, and they're hanging out with them because they think they're cool, and they're not going to listen to you 100% because now they're 15, 16 years old, and they know better than you, and it's, oh, God.
Ooh. Yeah, just putting it out there right now, it is not okay to put Jasmine in a chastity belt.
Look,
like, that is not socially acceptable.
I hear what you're saying. All right, I hear what you're saying, but... I'm crazy. I don't know if you know this.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but two kids might make you crazy.
Well, you know, you're right. I believe the daughter, the girl, like, I know what to expect with my son. Hopefully, you know, he could, like, flip the switch on me and be like, well, Dad, I like guys, too. Like,
oh. Or he could be, hey, Dad, I got 5 girls pregnant at the same time. Oh.
I literally, it's a guy at my job who came in who I knew like 9-10 years ago when I first got here. He was the story I used to use to tell people to calm down because he had 2 girls pregnant at the same time. They had babies 1 week apart.
Wow.
And he was 19 when it happened.
Oh, I'd shoot myself in the mouth.
Oh, but he was so reckless. I used to tell him, like, not to do that. And he came in and was like, yeah, I'm about to have a baby. We're like, oh. He's like, nah, it's not good. I'm about to have 2 babies at the same time.
Can you imagine the child support on that dude?
Well, he works for FedEx now. So, you know, it's decent money. But, man, it's just... See, that's the other thing I worry about. Like, I used to say, oh, my son can't get pregnant. But he can also get, like... a bunch of girls pregnant.
Yeah. And that's all on you and your wallet.
All right. This is making me down. Let's talk about something else.
Carrie, you want to give us something to lighten the mood?
How about we go to a galaxy far, far away? Well, actually, it'll be in Florida.
For really, though?
That's a galaxy far away.
Yeah. Disney has announced that they're going to be building... a Star Wars inspired land, both at Disney,
land?
Yeah, both at Disney World and Disneyland.
Oh,
it's going to resemble a planet that we haven't actually seen in a movie yet. Doesn't mean it won't be in the movie that's coming out in 2019, which is when the parks are supposed to open.
Oh, no shit!
So they're spending about $1 billion on each park.
You said again?
Billion.
What did you say?
Billion with a B.
Billion.
What?
They've been working.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Dude, it's the rat. He's got all the money in the world.
They've started construction in 2016.
Oh, wow. 14 acres?
Yep.
That doesn't even seem that big.
Oh, that's huge.
I mean, yeah, but $1 billion. That is crazy.
Well, actually, they're spending $2 billion if you think about it.
Oh, building, you're right.
They're building one on each coast. And there's going to be a couple rides. And, of course, they'll have all of the buildings and the shops and the restaurants. And one of the rides, they're saying it'll be like piloting the Millennium Falcon.
Oh,
yeah. And another one is like being in the middle of one of the wars or something. I don't know.
And hey, I think we might know someone who works at Disney World.
We might. And even if he's not working there when this opens, they live in Florida, so you get cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, who's working there? I need to know
my
this.
My dad.
My father-in-law.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Yeah. Hey, can he get a...
Oh, he can get discounts, yeah.
Okay, okay, that's what I was trying to say, because my wife has been bugging me about that. I've never, ever in life, even as a kid, wanted to go to Disneyland. Like, I never cared about it.
Mm.
But she's like, well, our son needs to see it. I'm like, I don't know why.
Disney World is fun. There is a lot of stuff geared to, you know, children, obviously, but there are some really good rides from an adult standpoint. Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, is that the Florida one the good one?
Or it's Florida. You want to go to the Florida one. The one out in California is a lot smaller.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, look.
And I don't think you've got Universal either.
I think you do.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, but you down in Florida, you would have Universal. You'd also have, what is the other one, Paramount?
I think, yeah, or something. I don't know. Sony?
I don't know, but it's wherever the Harry Potter bullshit is.
Oh.
Oh.
They're all down there in that same area.
That is Universal, I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
Well, Disney has... Where did it go? Hollywood Studios.
Oh, okay.
Which is what this will be.
And where's that? Oh, I'm sorry. Where's the one with the elevated drop? Or do they all have that one?
Yeah, they both have it.
That's in Florida?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I've heard that. It is awesome.
That's what I've heard.
Tower of Terror. Loved it.
Have you been there?
No. I haven't been there since I was like 6 years old. I know. We all had tickets to go, Jamie, Carrie, and me. And Carrie's neck blew out, so she had to have an emergency surgery.
I offered to go before the surgery.
Wait. You would have been a vegetable.
Wait a second.
She had to have a C4, C5 fusion in her neck.
Your neck blew. She said her neck blew out. Like it's a spare tire or something.
Her herniated disc ruptured.
In her
neck.
I thought that was the lower back with it. Well, no, that's the stomach.
No, that's lumbar, but this is the neck.
Cervical.
Cervical, yeah.
Ooh, damn, Gary, I didn't know that.
But, you know.
What were you doing?
Hanging curtains. I had been having issues with my neck for years prior to this, but nobody would ever figure out what the problem was, and it was that a disc was starting to go. They just, you pulled it, you did this, you need physical therapy, blah, blah, blah. And even when I did screw my neck up to where I needed surgery, the x-rays show everything's fine, you just need to go to physical therapy.
Yeah, no one thought to do an MRI.
Well, the x-ray did. No. Here's the thing. When I went to physical therapy and, you know, they do like this consult thing to kind of figure out where your pain levels are and what type of movement you have. And, you know, I'm sitting there in excruciating pain because every time I move, that disc is just grating a little bit more at my spinal cord. Ooh. So it feels like lightning's hitting me in the top of the head and just going straight down. And they're, you know, trying to assess me, you know, squeeze this as hard as you can. And I'm like, I can't even feel it, much less squeeze it. But here we go. And they were like, we're not going to do anything for you. You need to get an MRI.
Yeah. like now?
Well, by the time I go through getting an MRI and my doctor says, well, you know, I have this, there's this really great neurosurgeon, go there. She, if you don't need surgery, she won't do surgery unless you really need it. Well, that doctor, that first appointment with that doctor after I got the MRIs done, the first thing she says when she comes into the room is, I don't think you'll be paralyzed.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think you'll be paralyzed.
Like, I'm not sure. It's 50-50. Like,
but she throws these scans up and she's pointing at, she didn't even really need to point at it. I was like, holy hell.
Yeah.
And she goes, and you mean to tell me, and she slides the x-rays up that I had had done at at the first thing where they said, oh, there's nothing wrong. She slid them up and she goes, you mean to tell me they couldn't see that in your x-ray?
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like, well, apparently not. Because they sent me to physical therapy and she goes, wait, did they do anything? And I said, no, they wouldn't touch me. They're the ones that told me I needed an MRI.
That's why, because they didn't want to risk it. That's so, what happened.
Yeah. And we had already scheduled the trip and everything else.
Yeah, and we couldn't, like, we couldn't refund the tickets. So, like, they got paid for a flight we never took. And it was a round trip. But Jamie went, and he loved it.
Wait, how did he go?
With my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Okay, I figured. Okay, yeah.
So, I think that we should all do, like, a group Florida vacation. Make it a Prime style.
Ooh, Prime style. Wait, are we going to record?
Well, we'll bring a recording rig down there so we can all do a show, yeah. But, I mean, hell, how cool would it be to do a show, a live stream, and then as the finale, do the fireworks show?
Oh, yeah, that's the...
Because they do it every night.
Really?
Yeah, they do the fireworks every night there.
I wonder, that's like probably like $100,000 or more every night that they spend on that fireworks show.
Yeah.
I want to go around Halloween because they decorate everything for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would love that.
How much does it cost?
Oh, it's, what did it cost us?
That was, what, 10 years ago?
That was 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
But even still. And that was before my dad worked there, so.
Is it?
Yeah, they weren't in Florida yet.
Well, how much was it?
it was, I think, $4,000.
Just for the three of you?
Yeah.
Was that for a whole week or something?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we don't need the whole week.
Well, no, see, we'd get the park entry for free, I think.
Well, right now they have flights to Orlando for as cheap as $104.
There you go.
That's true. But that's just one way, though, huh?
I don't know. You can do it. You can do it on the cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can say I see everybody always like, oh, just coming from there or just going there. And I'm like, everybody goes there. Like, it's cheap or something. Like, it's at like a Six Flags or something.
No, it's more expensive than that. But we'd have room and board. I don't know about you all, but I'm, you know, we'd have a place to stay.
See, what most people don't realize is you don't go to Disney in the summertime. A, it's more crowded. B, it's so fucking hot you can't stand it.
Exactly.
So you wait until October. It's cooled off.
Everyone's back in school.
Back in school, back to work. The parks are empty. When I went down, the first time I ever went, I was an adult. Jamie was 7 or 8 with my parents. We went in like the first couple of weeks of October. The weather was beautiful. No crowds. Every ride we went to get on, I think the longest wait we had was like maybe 10 minutes.
Mm.
And that was a stretch. It was most of them, you could get off, walk around, get right back on. And there were some where it was so empty, they'd be like, hey, you want to go again? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
they just send crazy. You.
Oh, that is good. Look at you, Curry. No, stuff. Right?
So, yeah, I think that next year, maybe, Or, you know, if things go really well for us, maybe this year, but probably next year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I doubt, seriously.
I would wait at least until Jasmine might be a little old enough to able to enjoy it herself.
That's the other thing. It was like,
I was thinking you can get your mom to, you know, babysit.
You know what's funny? I would have to say, with this time around, she is like, give me that baby. Y'all go ahead. Give my baby. You know, all that stuff. And it's funny because we used to have to beg for just a few hours with my son. This time, I don't even think we are asking, and my mother is taking the child away from us.
Yeah.
I think she's going to kidnap us from us one day.
That's something you got to be worried about, man.
I'm all right. I know where she live.
You know, old lady taking the kids. I mean, that could end very badly.
She always gives it back. She doesn't want to sleep tonight with her.
Well, we want to thank you for listening to the Prime Podcast here on Rogue Intel. You can stream us live and check us out on iTunes and our, you know, and all that other good stuff. And go to theprimepod.com if you want to get all the show notes and all that nasty stuff that everyone seems to love so much.
All that gushy stuff.
Yeah. Any parting words of wisdom, Gary?
Don't take any wooden nickels.
All right, whatever the hell that means. You've been listening to Prime. Have a great night.
And we're out. Oh, man. Miss you guys.
Dude, when are you going to get over here to do a live show, man?
Well, I don't know if you noticed. You see this couch? I was holding a baby the whole first like, 30, 40 minutes of the show.
Look at that couch.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah, man. I was like, I kind of want to come and sell your sofa. We need new sofas. How much did you pay for that one?
Too much.
Oh, really?
Not as much as it would have been.
No, we spent about $700, I think, on the sofa.
Wait, so how do y'all have like a cover for the dog? Because see, that's
No. It's good material that you can just brush off.
Is it a fabric or?
It's fabric. It's not leather. It's not leather. We wouldn't want leather.
Really? You don't want to peel yourself off the sofa at like 2 in the morning when you accidentally fall asleep on it?
No, I really don't. Thanks, though.
Oh, man. It was like, yeah, we need some new stuff, too.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get like the faux leather stuff because we have two cats who just hair everywhere. And then we have a throwing up little baby. And then we have a messy little 9-year-old. And then we got the other messy 33-year-old, that's my wife. And, so, you know, I want something that spills and that stuff happen. I can just wipe it down and keep on moving.
Yeah. I remember when Carrie was a messy 33-year-old.
Excuse you. I'm not messy.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I've long gotten over that myth that women are the cleaner ones. Hands down, right? I blow my wife out of the water when it comes to it. Not even close. Like only thing she beats me on is dishwashing. Like she just loves washing dishes by hand. I have no idea why. I'm like, if we have a dishwasher and it works, that is it. I'm a dishwashing loading champion, all right? I know how to get some stuff in there and how to get it clean. But yeah, that's neither here nor there. But fellas and ladies, I'm going to have to say adieu. What was it? I bid you adieu. Good night. And I love you.
Auf Wiedersehen.
And
it's German for her goodbye.
And Hakuna Matata to you too.
That means no worries for the rest of your days. There's no worries.
Exactly. It's a problem-free philosophy.
Hey, hold on just a second.
All right, well, go ahead. What is that?
Did you break something?
No, I'm listening to the shit that Mike's got going in the background. What the fuck is going on over there?
It's called a baby monitor.
Okay.
Hurry, you some bitch. I don't know if you noticed. I got two kids. Hold on a second. Let me turn it off.